bridge. Dad, with his silent ways and his smiling face. No romance, just basic, straightforwards, no frills, no fuss. But at least he was a man you could trust. Not like this guy, this David, face like a pillar at the end of a rave, staring at my mum like he wants to be saved. Harry feels weak today, he can't take it, and he doesn't know it, but he's glaring, thinking of Becky and why he insisted on sharing so much with a stranger. He feels a faint sense of danger, ashamed that it made her, fool of himself is an idiot, sees it in his mind's eye, insidious, him spilling out his guts like a suicidal shogun, looking for deliverance, dithering full, feeling silly and hopelessly broken, blithering on while she was smoking. What was he thinking? Heart opening up like it was blinking. Becky, he feels her name is heavy, don't forget me. Snap back to the room. He flinches at the image. Miriam is finishing her wine and Pete is asking for the spinach.
How's work, Harry?
David's features are tipped towards him. Fine, thanks. Harry looks up. Exhausting.
Yes, David smiles, but hard work is always rewarding.
Even David's enthusiasm is boring.
How long have you worked there?
He asks, and Harry thinks of all them years he's spent scheming and shotting. Little while now, to be honest, I've forgotten.
Oh, yes. Well, time does fly in the workplace.
David smiles, nodding.
All he ever wanted to be was good enough. All he ever wanted to say was the right thing. But as long as you live for the way you're perceived, you will never create only bad things. All he ever wanted to